This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina wa Habibina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Rabbi shrahli sadri wa yassirli amri wa hlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli amma ba'd. All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and peace be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I testify that there is no God except Allah, and I testify that Muhammad is the Prophet and the Messenger of Allah. Brothers and sisters, we continue with the beautiful story and the great story of this great Prophet and Messenger, Musa alayhi salam. We've been talking about Musa alayhi salam for the past 7 lessons, and we still haven't come to an end. It's a beautiful story. It is the most detailed story of any Prophet and Messenger that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made mention in the Qur'an al-Kareem. And we spoke about the first phase of the prophecy of Musa alayhi salam, and that's the challenge between him and Fir'aun. And then Fir'aun gave permission to Bani Israel for them to leave Egypt. So Musa alayhi salam with Bani Israel left Egypt towards Palestine. And then we spoke about how Fir'aun went back on his word, and then he pursued Bani Israel. And he managed to see them, or he managed to encounter them at the sea where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Musa alayhi salam to strike the sea with his stick. And then the sea was exploded in 2 mountains of water that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala paved the road. And Allah paved the way for Musa alayhi salam, Bani Israel, for them to walk over that dry road in the middle of the sea. When Bani Israel went across the sea, and then Fir'aun pursued them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala collapsed the sea on Fir'aun, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed Fir'aun. So we start talking about the second phase of the prophecy of Musa alayhi salam, and that is Musa alayhi salam and Bani Israel. Musa alayhi salam and Bani Israel. So no more Fir'aun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed Fir'aun and his army, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved Musa alayhi salam, Bani Israel, from the tyranny and the oppression of Fir'aun and his people. And we spoke of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved the body of Fir'aun to keep that body as a miracle for everyone to the day of judgment, to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's strength and power. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him to be an example to the day of judgment. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved Musa alayhi salam, Bani Israel. Now it's a new phase, a new era. Musa and Bani Israel. Before it used to be Musa, Bani Israel, and Fir'aun. Now more Fir'aun. Now it's only Musa and Bani Israel. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had saved Bani Israel from the tyranny and the oppression of Fir'aun and the Egyptians in Egypt, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen for Musa alayhi salam, Bani Israel, the chosen land and the promised land. What's this chosen land, the promised land? It's Palestine. Obviously it wasn't called Palestine back then, but it's that chosen land where there is Jerusalem, Al-Quds. And that's the first Qibla of the prophets and messengers. Now the Kaaba, Mecca, the Kaaba was the first masjid that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had established on the face of this earth. 40 years after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded that Masjid al-Aqsa to be established. The one that built the Kaaba was Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail. The one that built Masjid al-Aqsa, it was Ishaq and Yaqub. So Ismail is the one that built the Kaaba with his father Ibrahim alayhi salam. And it was Yaqub with his father Ishaq that built Masjid al-Aqsa in Jerusalem. So now it's a new phase. Musa alayhi salam and Bani Israel. If you think the first phase was a challenging phase, why and he of the second phase and how challenging that was for Musa alayhi salam. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved Musa alayhi salam and Bani Israel from Fir'aun and the tyranny of Fir'aun, we said how they went across the sea, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala paved the sea for them to walk on a dry land, for them to reach to the other side of the sea. And then they continued their journey towards the promised land. On their way, they went past a tribe, a nation, a community, a city or a village. They were worshipping idols. And I mentioned this to you last week, but I'm just trying to recap because we need to move forward. So when they went past that village, they saw the people of that village worshipping an idol. So what did they say to Musa alayhi salam? Bani Israel. And who's Bani Israel? Bani Israel are the same nation as Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam is from Bani Israel. And the other ones that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved. And the other ones that Allah azza wa jalla made see miracles with their own eyes. They just saw the sea explode into two mountains of water, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them walk right in the middle of the sea. Allah saved them. And that's not the only miracle they saw. That's one miracle and many miracles of the soul with their own eyes. First hand. And now, O Musa, what an worship, an idol, the way these people have an idol. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just saved you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had just given you, and Allah azza wa jalla made you see those miracles. Now you want to replace Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with something that you make with your own hands and then start prostrating to it? Fear Allah azza wa jalla. Say, backed off. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded Musa alayhi salam to come to the tour by himself, where Allah azza wa jalla wants to fulfill his promise to Musa alayhi salam, Bani Israel, by revealing his scripture, which is the Torah. Which is the Torah. Some of the scholars say the Torah is the Ten Commandments. Some of the scholars say the Ten Commandments is only one portion, one part of the Torah. Regardless, it's all the same. Whether it's a portion or not, it's the Torah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Musa alayhi salam to come by himself to the tour, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Musa alayhi salam the Torah, the scripture. وَوَعَدْنَا مُوسَى ثَلَاثِينَ لَيْلًا. And we had promised Musa alayhi salam 30 nights. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them, come by yourself. When Allah azza wa jal revealed to Musa alayhi salam that I want you to come by yourself to Atur for me to reveal my scripture to you, Musa alayhi salam rushed. And because he's walking and traveling with 600,000 people, an entire nation, obviously by himself is going to be quicker. So Musa alayhi salam told his brother Harun, his assistant and also a prophet and messenger, told his brother Harun alayhi salam, another prophet and messenger, to take care of the affairs of Bani Israel while Musa alayhi salam will go and speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at Tur. And he told them, I'll be gone for 30 days and nights, and he informed Bani Israel. Musa alayhi salam rushed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, what did you rush? Where's your nation? He said, they are behind me. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we're going to test your people when you leave him behind. So now Musa alayhi salam goes to Atur for 30 days and nights, and Harun alayhi salam is left behind with Bani Israel. We mentioned briefly about this story. Musa alayhi salam was commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fast every single day of those 30 days. In the last 30th day, Musa alayhi salam's smell of his breath started to change, and it's normal when we fast in the month of Ramadan, because you haven't eaten, you haven't drank for so long, your breath, the smell of your breath starts to change, becomes an odor. So Musa alayhi salam, from his own accord, from his own discretion, he decided not to fast the 30th day. So when he came to speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in which Allah azza wa jalla was about to reveal his scripture to him, Allah asked Musa alayhi salam, and Allah knows better, why aren't you fasting? He said, ya Allah, my breath started to change. The smell of my breath started to change. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, didn't you know that the change of the smell of the breath of the one that's fasting is more beloved to me than the fragrance of musk? Who told you to break your fast? If you think by you communicating with me and there's a change of smell in your breath, I love that, because I love that sacrifice that you sacrificed for me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Musa alayhi salam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, because of this mistake, which is an innocent mistake, because of this mistake that you had committed, then you have to make it up. And the way you're going to make it up is that you extend another 10 more days and nights. So he extended another 10 days and nights, fasting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it became from 30 to what? وَأَتْمَمْنَاهَا بِعَصْرٍ فَتَمَّ مِيقَاتُ رَبِّهِ أَرْبِعِينَ لَيْلًا. So it was initially to be 30 days and nights, now it became 40 days and nights. Who's waiting behind? Bani Israel. Where is Musa on the 30th day? He didn't come. Ah, what happened to him? Maybe he escaped. Maybe he let us down. Maybe he turned on us. Shaitan plays. So Musa alayhi salam, after 40 days and nights, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to him his scripture. Allah's scripture, which is the Torah. And there were tablets. There were rock tablets. Stone tablets that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had crafted in them his commandments. Whether the Ten Commandments, the entire scripture, the entire Torah, Allahu A'lam. All we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Musa alayhi salam, tablets. On those tablets, the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were written. وَقَالَ مُوسَى لِأَخِيهِ هَارُونُ اخْلُفْنِي فِي قَوْمِي وَأَصْلِحْ وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. When Musa alayhi salam left Bani Israel behind, he left Harun alayhi salam in charge. And he told Harun alayhi salam, take care of the affairs of Bani Israel, and then derail, don't be misguided. Okay. Musa alayhi salam and Harun, both of them are brothers. And both of them are prophets and messengers. Musa is senior. Musa is senior than Harun. That's why Musa is a prophet and a messenger. Harun was only a prophet. The difference between a prophet and a messenger receives a new scripture. A prophet follows a previous scripture that was revealed on a messenger before him. So Musa alayhi salam, without a doubt, he's more senior than Harun. But Musa alayhi salam was harsher than Harun. Harun was soft. That's why Bani Israel liked Harun more than Musa. Musa was tough. Physically tough. We've spoken about his physical strength before. And also his mindset and his attitude, he was harsh. And maybe the people around him at that time needed someone like him. Harun was softer. And obviously it's human beings' nature. You are more inclined towards someone that's softer than someone that's harsh. But the one that's harsh, you get scared from him. Like your mother and your father. Because your father is harsh, you don't ask him. Your mommy get to her. Subhanallah, that's nature. That's why when you want to say something, you want to get something, you get to mom. Because she's softer. Sometimes. If she's an Arab, sometimes she's not. You'd rather get to the father sometimes. Sometimes. Anyway, so Bani Israel, they felt closer or more inclined towards Harun than Musa, because Musa was tough and rough and harsh. Harun alayhi salam was soft. Why am I saying that? Because while Musa alayhi salam was in that seclusion of 30 days, then extended to 40 days, something amazing and something ridiculous happened. Something terrible happened. Musa alayhi salam left behind Bani Israel and left behind Harun alayhi salam in charge of Bani Israel. When he left them behind, they're worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. While Musa alayhi salam was in that seclusion and Bani Israel waiting for him to come back after 30 days and nights, and then it was extended to another 10 more days, Bani Israel didn't know. So they start to assume things. They start to assume things. What happened to Musa? Where is he? Why isn't he coming back? Maybe he left us. Maybe he turned his back on us. Maybe he died. Maybe his Lord took him away. Maybe. So subhanallah, Musa alayhi salam is in that seclusion. And Bani Israel are behind. From amongst the amazing things that took place, while Musa alayhi salam is in seclusion, Musa alayhi salam used to speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly. And that's why Allah Azza wa Jalla makes mention in the Quran al-Kareem, وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا. Musa used to speak to Allah Azza wa Jal regularly. Regularly. Allah had given him the access. Gift. He's not the only prophet and messenger that used to speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Other prophets and messengers, including the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, spoke to Allah Azza wa Jal. But Musa was gifted that gift. He used to speak to Allah تَكْلِيمًا regularly. Regularly. When Musa alayhi salam was in that seclusion, Musa spoke to Allah. How did he speak to Allah Azza wa Jal? Himself. Musa used to speak to Allah the way you and I are speaking. But how did Allah speak to Musa? We don't know. Allah used to speak to him. And Musa used to listen. And Allah speaks in a way that suits him. Not like me and you. We shouldn't get in the depth of that. But Allah speaks. You and I are human beings. We've got a tongue. We've got a throat. We've got lips. We've got teeth. When we speak, there's a bit of movements with some air. When Allah speaks, He speaks. How? In a way that suits Him. He's the Lord and the Creator. Musa, speaking to Allah Azza wa Jalla, he could imagine 40 days with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I just came back from Hajj. 15 days. In Medina and Mecca, subhanallah, you feel on that spiritual high. Can you imagine Allah speaking to you? Allahu Akbar. How amazing is that? So Musa alayhi salam wanted more. Ya Allah, I'm speaking to you. And Ya Allah, you are speaking to me. I'm listening to you. You are revealing to me your commandments. وَلَمَّا جَاءَ مُوسَى لِمِيقَاتِنَا وَكَلَّمَهُ رَبُّهُ قَالَ Rabbi, arini anzur ilayk. Ya Allah, I want more. What do you want? Ya Allah, can I see you? I'm speaking to you. And you are speaking to me. And I'm listening. But I want more. What more do you want? Arini anzur ilayk. Oh Allah, make me see you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied back and said to him, Lan tarani. Let's see. This is Allah's decree. You'll never see me. In this world, we as Ahlul Sunnah, we believe no human being is given that chance and opportunity to see Allah. Inna hereafter is different. Allah said, Lan tarani. And lan in Arabic means you'll never see me in this world. Walakin, انظر إلى الجبل. I want you to look at that mountain near you. And there was a big, massive mountain near Musa alayhi salam. And we're talking about this during the moment of seclusion, that 40 days. Allah wanted to teach Musa alayhi salam a lesson. And this lesson is for us, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made mention of that in the Quran al-Kareem. You will never see me. You want to see me? You're not going to see me. From the beginning, don't even think that's going to happen. You're not going to see me. You'll never see me. And no one's going to see me. But look at that mountain. وَلَكَنْ أُنظُرْ إِلَى الْجَبَلِ. Look at that mountain. فَإِنِ اسْتَقَرَّ مَكَانَهُ فَسَوْفَ تَرَانِي فَلَمَّا تَجَلَّ رَبُّهُ لِلْجَبَلِ جَعَلَهُ دَكَّا. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's light, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's nur appeared to the mountain, and the mountain crushed and crumbled in seconds. Imagine a big massive mountain just bang to the ground, all dust and ashes. فَلَمَّا تَجَلَّ رَبُّهُ لِلْجَبَلِ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appeared, that's the literal interpretation. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not like us, parts and limbs. No, no, no. Allah is beyond that. And that's why the scholars say Allah's nur. Some of the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appeared. And when that nur appeared, that mountain crushed to the ground. When Musa alayhi salam saw that scene, what happened to him? He fainted. Of course he's going to faint. Imagine something, bang, just crumbles like that. What machine will make a big massive mountain just crumble and turn into dust within seconds? فَلَمَّا تَجَلَّ رَبُّهُ لِلْجَبَلِ جَعَلَهُ دَكَّ وَخَرَّ مُوسَى صَعِقًا. Musa just went unconscious. It's a scene that the eye can't contain. You can't handle those things. فَلَمَّا أَفَاقْ. When Musa wake up, قَالَ سُبْحَانَكْ. Ya Allah, glory be to you, Allah. How great you are. What subhanak mean? We always say subhanallah. How amazing is Allah? How great is Allah? How glorified is Allah? Subhanak. To ilayk, I repent to you. I should have not asked that question from the very beginning. Musa, you could even hold yourself and contain yourself by looking at that mountain, and that mountain could even contain itself by looking, or even by not appearing to it. How are you gonna contain yourself if you look at me? That's why in the hereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless the righteous believers to see Allah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the ability in your eyes and your sight for you to see Allah. But the current eyes and sight, you can't even see Allah. You can't even look at the sun. And the law of Allah azza wa jalla is beyond the sun. But Allah in the hereafter will give you that ability. We are limited creatures. We are limited human beings. فَلَمَّا أَفَاقْ قَالَ سُبْحَانَكْ. When you wake up out of his unconsciousness, he saw something which is, you think about it, oh yeah, but if it happens in front of you, you might collapse and not wake up. I'm telling you that from now. Musa alayhi salam saw that scene, big massive mountain just turns into dust within seconds. He fainted. When he wake up, قَالَ سُبْحَانَكْ. Glory be to you, Allah. تُبْتُ إِلَيْكَ. Oh, seek your forgiveness. I repent to you. وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. I am from amongst the first of believers. قَالَ يَا مُوسَى إِنِّي اصْطَفَيْتُكَ عَلَى النَّاسِ بِرِسَالَاتِي وَبِكَلَامِي فَخُذْ مَا آتَيْتُكَ وَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. Oh, Musa, I had chosen you over everyone else with my message, with the prophecy, and with my speech to you. So take what? The scriptures. Where are they? In two tablets. And some narrations say more than two tablets. Alwah, tablets. Could be two, three, Allahu A'lam. Take my scriptures. Engraved on those tablets. فَخُذْ مَا آتَيْتُكَ وَكُنْ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. Take what I had commanded you. Go back to your tribe. Go back to your nation and be thankful and grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention in the Holy Quran, وَكَتَبْنَا لَهُ فِي الْأَلْوَاحِ. We had written on those tablets. Tablets. So it's not one. Tablets. More than one. مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مَوْعِذَةً وَتَفْصِيلًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ. We had written to him on those tablets every detailed matter that he needs. Him and his nation. فَخُذْهَا بِقُوَّةٍ. Take it with determination. Wholehearted, not half-hearted. Take it with full determination, 100%. Not 90%, not 50%. Take it with full determination. وَأْمُرْ قَوْمَكَ. And command your tribe and your people. يَأْخُذُوا بِأَحْسَنِهَا سَأُرِيكُمْ دَارَ الْفَاسِقِينَ. And command your people when you go back to them, because they're waiting for you. They're waiting for you. And when you go back to your nation, Bani Israel, you also command them to take my commands and what I had mentioned on those tablets by force. No choice. It's not what Allah opened for debate. This is what Allah wants, and this is what you do. This is what Allah wants, and this is what you do. It's not like, okay, let's open it for debate. It doesn't work that way. But subhanAllah, otherwise happened later on. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, فَإِنَّا قَدْ فَتَنَّا قَوْمِكَ مِنْ بَعْدِكَ وَأَضَلَّهُمُ السَّامِرِي. And before you go back to your nation, your people have been misguided. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had already informed Musa alayhi salam before he even went back to Bani Israel, your people have been misguided, and the one that had misguided them, Allah azza wa jalla even mentioned his name. His name is Samiri. Samiri. He is the one that misguided them. So Musa alayhi salam returned back to his nation. فَرَجَعَ مُوسَى إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ غَضْبَانَ أَسِفًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already breaking the bad news to him. He returned back to Bani Israel so angry and grieved that after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen, after Allah azza wa has saved you, and after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed you, you turn on Allah azza wa jal. So what happened? Well, Musa alayhi salam was in that seclusion. While Bani Israel are waiting for Musa alayhi salam, and then it went past the 30 days mark, and they're waiting for Musa. What happened to him? What happened to him? A Samiri, he's one of the people of Bani Israel. He was a vile person, a sinister, evil person. There's something that he picked up. What did he pick up? When Jibreel alayhi salam came down, supporting Musa alayhi salam, Bani Israel from Fir'aun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him, but at the same time that bless became a test. That Samiri, Allah azza wa jalla allowed them to see Jibreel alayhi salam on his horse. That Samiri. Sometimes Allah gives you a blessing, but that blessing is also a test. Some people fail and some people succeed. So that Samiri, he saw Jibreel alayhi salam coming in support of Musa alayhi salam, Bani Israel, to destroy Fir'aun. And he saw him on his horse. And he saw that every spot and every place that the horse of Jibreel steps on, straight away a plant comes out. It's like a blessing. So he went to some of those marks and he collected those traces, those tracks. When Musa alayhi salam didn't come back to Bani Israel on the 30th day, Bani Israel started to assume things. So Harun alayhi salam said, maybe because of his disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Has anyone done anything wrong? Now let me take you a step back. Remember what I mentioned before, that Bani Israel were enslaved by the Egyptians. So the Egyptians had the wealth and Bani Israel didn't have much wealth. So the Bani Israel women used to borrow gold from the Egyptian women if they had any celebration, any festivity, because they were poor and the Egyptian women are the ones that used to have gold. Some of the women from Bani Israel did not return the gold to the Egyptian women. And they took that gold with them on their journey when they came out of Egypt with Musa alayhi salam, which is in one way or another wrong. If you've taken something from someone, even if this person is your enemy, return it back to him. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he migrated from Mecca to Medina, what did he do? He left Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu behind and told them, go and return those trusted people, even though they were his enemies. So Bani Israel, some of the women from Bani Israel, borrowed some gold from the Egyptians, who are from Fir'aun's nation. They didn't return them back, they took them with them when they traveled from Egypt. So Harun alayhi salam said, this is a ma'siyah. You've taken something that doesn't belong to you. You're supposed to return it back. Maybe because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is punishing us for Musa alayhi salam not to return. So he asked all the women of Bani Israel, who took gold from the Egyptian woman, to gather it and bury it. So they gathered all the gold and buried it. That Samiri, what did he do? He went to that gold, he dug it out, he melted it, and turned it into a calf. A golden calf. And then he cast that track, that soil that he took from the ground, from the track and the steps of the horse of Jibreel, and he cast it in that calf. So what happened to it? That calf started to make a noise, a blowing noise, as if it's like a life. So what did he do? He took that gold out, he melted it, he turned it into a golden calf, and then he cast that soil that the horse of Jibreel alayhi salam stepped on into that calf. So it's a golden calf, and then start to make that noise, a blowing noise, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says khiwar. It's like that golden calf start to make noise. And then that Samiri stood in front of Bani Israel and he said, this is your Lord, and this is the Lord of Musa. But Musa had forgotten him here. What a disaster. What a musibah. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had saved you, and after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed you, and Musa alayhi salam, yes, he told you he'll be back on the 30th day, but he came back on the 40th day. 10 days, hold off, relax. By the time that Musa alayhi salam came back after the 40th day, he left Bani Israel worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal. He returned back and he saw Bani Israel, the majority of them, prostrating and bowing and worshipping that golden calf. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran al-Kareem, فَرَجَعَ مُوسَى إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ غَضْبَانَ أَسِفًا. Musa returned back, rushing and hastening to his people, so angry and grieved because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had already informed him. قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ, O my people, أَلَمْ يَعِدْكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ وَعْدًا حَسَنًا أَفَطَالَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْعَهَدِ. Didn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promise you, and Allah had already fulfilled his promise where you've seen it with your own eyes that Allah saved you from Fir'aun and his people, from his nation. And Allah Azza wa Jal had given you all the goodness that you've been longing for and you've been waiting for. أَفَطَالَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْعَهْدِ. Just because I was late 10 days. أَمْ أَرَدْتُمَ يَحِلَّ عَلَيْكُمْ غَضَبٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ فَأَخْلَفْتُمْ مَوْعِدِي. I come back. I'll leave you worshipping Allah. I come back worshipping a creation. Subhanallah. And Musa was tough. They used to get scared from Musa. Harun, it's like they used to put it on him. Musa is too tough. They used to get intimidated from him. So who did Musa alayhi salam let his anger on? He let his anger on his brother. So he went to him and he said to him, Yabna umma, walaqad qala lahum harunu min qabli ya qawmi innama fultintum bih. Harun, obviously when he saw that Bani Israel started to worship this golden calf, he said, this is wrong. He objected, but they turned on him. To the extent that he said, they were about to kill me. كَادُوا أَن يَقْتُلُونَنِي. They were about to kill me. And they were about to strike me. But they didn't, they don't dare to do that to Musa alayhi salam. قَالَ يَا هَارُونَ مَا مَنَعَكَ إِذْ رَأَيْتَهُمْ ضَلُّوا. Straight away, Musa alayhi salam didn't speak to Bani Israel. He straight away went to the one that he left in charge, to Harun. He saw Bani Israel worshipping golden calf. After he left them worshipping Allah, he went to his brother. Yabna umma, ya Harun, what happened here? I left you with Bani Israel worshipping Allah. I come back and I see Bani Israel worshipping a calf. Ya Harun, ma mana'aka idh ra'aytahum dallu. Oh Harun, what did you stop them when they became misguided? Alla tattabi'an, afa asayta amri. Don't you follow me or you going against my orders? Qala yabna umma, oh the son of my mother, la ta'khudh bi lihyati wala bi ra'si. Musa was tough. And he was harsh. He grabbed the beard of Harun and dragged him in front of everyone. And who's Harun? Prophet. Harun is a prophet. But because of the anger of Musa alayhi salam, he grabbed the beard of Harun alayhi salam in front of Bani Israel and he dragged him. And then Harun tells him, oh, the son of my mother, then drag me by my beard. Inni khashitu an taqula farraqta bayna Bani Israel. Walam tarqu qawli. I told them, but I was about to cause a big chaos amongst the people of Bani Israel. And I thought if you come back and you see me that I've split between Bani Israel, then you'll reprimand me even more. قَالَ مَا خَطْبُكَ يَا سَامِرِي So Musa alayhi salam became very angry and let her out on Harun alayhi salam. And then Harun explained the situation to Musa alayhi salam. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَلْقَ الْأَلْوَاحَ Out of anger, Musa alayhi salam, he threw the tablets and straight away towards his brother. How dare you? I left you in charge taking care of Bani Israel, the worshipping Allah. I come back and see them worshipping someone beside Allah. You can imagine the anger. I'm getting angry myself. I'm getting frustrated. Like Allah Azza wa Jalla just showed you miracles with your own eyes. You turn on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just because Musa told you, I'll be back in 30 days. And then he comes back on the 40th day. So Harun alayhi salam explained the situation to Musa. And he told him, it's the Samiri. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had already informed Musa alayhi salam, it's the Samiri. So straight away Musa alayhi salam went to the Samiri. What's your issue? مَا خَطْبُكَ يَا سَامِرِي Explain to me what happened. So he told him, I saw Jibreel on his horse. I took some of those tracks. And then I saw the gold. I put it together. I melted it. I turned it into a golden calf. Then I cast the tracks or the soil into that golden calf. And then it became what it is. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention in the Quran al-Kareem, وَكَذَلِكَ سَوَّلَتْ لِي نَفْسِي And that Samiri said, and that's what my own desire had told me. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran al-Kareem, وَانْظُرْ إِلَىٰ إِلَٰهِكَ الَّذِي ظَلْتَ عَلَيْهِ عَاكِفًا لَنُحَرِّقَنَّهُ ثُمَّ لَنَنْسِفَنَّهُ فِي الْيَمِ النَّصْفَ So Musa alayhi salam reprimanded him so hard. And not only that, he told him, فَذْهَبْ فَإِنَّ لَكَ فِي الْحَيَاةِ أَنْ لَتَنْتَقُولَ لَا مِسَاسِ This is your misguidance. Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to punish you. Not only in the hereafter, but Allah is going to punish you in this world before the hereafter. Who's that Samiri? What was the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon Samiri? La misas. Don't touch. No contact. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished that Samiri, a punishment called La misas. Allah mentions in the Quran al-Kareem. That punishment is don't touch, no contact. Anything that will come to contact the Samiri, he'll feel torture and pain. No one can touch him and he can't touch anything. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala isolated him completely to the extent that nothing can touch him and he can't touch anything. Lam he says in this dunya. But in the hereafter, yeah, you're going to be touched and you're going to be touched by the hellfire. On the top of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention in the Quran al-Kareem what Musa told him and see your Lord, see this Lord, bring it to me. So Musa alayhi salam melted it in front of Bani Israel. And after he melted that golden calf that Bani Israel and Samiri were worshipping, he threw it in the sea in front of Bani Israel and he said, let me see what your Lord can do now. You want to replace Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this golden calf? Okay. I'm going to burn it. And after I burn it, look what I'm going to do to it. I'm going to throw it in the ocean. I'm going to throw it in the sea. And let me see what this Lord of yours that you replace Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with can help you or even support you or even benefit you. لَنُحَرِّقَنَّهُ ثُمَّ لَنَنْسِفَنَّهُ فِي الْيَمِّ نَسْفًا And we're going to cast it in the sea and let the sea take it. إِنَّمَا إِلَهُكُمُ اللَّهِ The only Lord that you should and must worship is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُو There is no Lord except Allah. وَسِعَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمًا The one that knows everything. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's Allah Azza wa Jal. What a predicament. What a disaster. Now, Musa alayhi salam needs to contain the situation. But you know what? These people, they didn't disobey Allah. These people worshipped someone beside Allah. We understand when someone believes in Allah but commits a sin, repents. What's their repentance? You go back to Allah and Allah, seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. But now Bani Israel, they've committed a major, major sin. Repent to Allah. Okay. What's the repentance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us? You commit a sin right now, you repent to Allah between you and Allah. But Bani Israel, you want to go down that way? We'll show you. You just committed a major sin. Repent to Allah. What's the repentance? Go and kill yourself. Yes? فَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ فَتُوبُوا إِلَى بَارِئِكُمْ فَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. You just committed a major sin by worshipping this calf and replacing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this creation. You want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you? Repent to Him. How do you repent to Allah? Go and kill yourself. Now obviously we don't have that in our Sharia, but in the Sharia of Musa existed. فَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. So some people from Bani Israel went and killed themselves. Most of them didn't. وَلَتَجِدَنَّهُمْ أَحْرَصَ النَّاسِ عَلَى حَيَاهِ. They want to live. They want to stay alive. فَتُوبُوا إِلَى بَارِئِكُمْ فَاقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ عِنْدَ بَارِئِكُمْ. Because of this major sin that you had committed, you must repent to Allah. And your repentance is the kill yourself. So some sincere members and people from Bani Israel, they felt that guilt and remorse, so they wanted to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so they killed themselves. And Allah forgave them. What about those that refused to do so? Between them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay. Musa alayhi salam returned back with what? With scriptures. Yes, it was in chaos. Yes, there was a huge disaster. But now Musa alayhi salam managed to fix things. The worshipping that golden calf, he threw it and got rid of it. Let me see what your Lord can do. And the one that was behind it, he's in isolation for the rest of his life. And the only one that you worship is Allah. Okay. What did you come back with, O Musa? I came back with Allah's commandments. I came back with Allah's commandments. Okay. What's in the commandments of Allah? You don't question. I'm not bringing it to you to debate. Nor that I'm bringing it to you to even get your opinion over it. I'm telling you right now, Allah Azza wa Jalla commands you to take it. And 100% to be determined. So what does Bani Israel say to Musa after everything? After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had shown him everything. They said, no. It doesn't work that way. We'll look into it. Whatever we like, we will take. Whatever we are convinced of, we will follow. Whatever we don't like, take it back to your Lord. Subhanallah, after everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given you, and after everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had shown you, and you're still arguing with the Prophet and the Messenger of Allah, these are the scriptures of Allah. This is the sacred book of Allah. This is the scripture. These are the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah commands you that you take it. And do not argue, even debate. No. خُذُوا مَا آتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةِ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals to Musa alayhi salam and tells him, O Musa, tell them that Allah commands you that you take it by force. It's not up to you. So they said, no. We'll look into it. Whatever we like and we're convinced of, we'll take and follow. Whatever we don't like or not convinced of, take it back to your Lord. So something amazing took place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran al-Kareem, وَإِذْ نَطَقْنَا الْجَبَلَ فَوْقَهُمْ كَأَنَّهُ ظُلَّةِ. Take what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded you by force. We're not going to take it, O Musa. Allah commands you that you take it by force. Now we're not going to take it, O Musa. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grabbed a mountain that was near them, made that mountain fly above their heads, and the mountain spoke. Imagine there's a huge mountain just above your head, just about to collapse and fall on your head. The mountain was flying in the air above their head, and the mountain spoke. خُذُوا مَا آتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةٍ وَاذْكُرُوا مَا فِيهِ. The mountain spoke to Bani Israel while the mountain is above their heads and said to them, take what Allah had commanded you to take by force and act upon it. That's when Bani Israel went to the ground, prostrated and said, now we take it. Now we take it. Subhanallah. Musa's talking to you. That's not good enough. All the miracles. That's not good enough. The sea and the ocean and the hand and the stick and other miracles. That's not good enough. Take what Allah Azza wa Jal had commanded to take. That's not good enough. Now, after the mountain flying in air, who's grabbing that mountain? Who's holding that mountain from collapsing over their heads? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mountain spoke. It was above their heads. The mountain spoke. Take what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded you to take. They all went on the ground. And some narrations say they prostrated half-headed. One side towards the mountain, the other side to the ground. No, we take it. We take it. Subhanallah. You know, when we give da'wah, we think that da'wah is easy. You know, that's not right. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to make da'wah easy, He would have made it easy for the prophets and messengers. So now Bani Israel take it. Bani Israel took what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded them. But were they 100%? No, they weren't. Allah told them to take it and be determined in taking it. But they didn't take it. 100%. They were forced to take it. Then Musa alayhi salam chose 70 men from Bani Israel. Those 70 men were considered to be the best of people from Bani Israel. They didn't worship the calf, but they sat on the fence. They weren't 100% either with Musa. And Musa alayhi salam wanted to honor them for their stance. And who's these people? Not people, Allah. They stood 100% with Musa. They just didn't worship the calf, but they had doubts in Musa alayhi salam. Allah wanted to honor them. What was the honor that Allah azza wa jalla wanted to honor them? Allah told Musa alayhi salam, bring down 70 people and let me speak to them. What a great honor. How beautiful is that? More on that, we'll talk about it next week, inshallah. 70 people he takes, and Allah speaks to them. But unfortunately, they didn't even appreciate it. Subhanakallah, bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. I wanna be in Jannah. Every Muslim dreams to be up in Jannah. It pious person's destiny. Inshallah, in Jannah. Jannah.